With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced new steps late on Tuesday aimed at easing rising fertilizer costs that have added pressure to U.S. farmers during the spring planting season. Officials said the plan includes reviewing shipping restrictions, encouraging additional imports, and examining competition in the fertilizer sector after recent price spikes tied to global supply disruptions. Analysts say reduced traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has slowed the movement of key nitrogen products and raised freight costs. Fertilizer remains one of the largest annual expenses for corn, wheat, and other crop producers. Higher prices come as many farmers already face weaker commodity markets and narrow operating margins. Grower groups have urged federal agencies to improve domestic supply reliability and lower transportation barriers, warning that continued increases could affect planting decisions and profitability. Markets were watching whether lower crude oil prices would translate into reduced fertilizer costs, but retail prices for several major products remained elevated this week as supply chains continued adjusting. The USDA plans to expand outreach to farmers ahead of the upcoming acreage reports after low survey response rates raised concerns about the accuracy of key crop estimates. The USDA's acreage and production reports are closely watched by grain markets because they help determine expectations for corn, soybean, and wheat supplies. In recent years, fewer farmer responses have increased questions about how representative the data may be. Officials said they will contact more producers and encourage participation through additional survey efforts this season. Better response rates can improve confidence in planting estimates that often move futures markets immediately after release. Farm groups and analysts have urged strong participation, saying accurate data benefits producers, traders, and end users making marketing and purchasing decisions. The annual June acreage report is among the most influential USDA releases of the year, offering one of the first broad looks at farmers' final planting intentions after spring seeding progress. U.S. farmers are entering another growing season with tight profit margins as lower crop prices, elevated input costs, and trade uncertainty weigh on the outlook for 2026. Corn and soybean prices remain below levels seen during recent highs, while expenses for fertilizer, fuel, seed, and machinery continue to pressure farm budgets. Economists say many producers may break even or post losses unless yields are strong or markets improve later this year. Reports show that some growers are delaying equipment purchases, reducing discretionary spending, and closely managing cash flow. Lenders and rural bankers have also reported greater caution across farm country. Trade policy remains another concern because tariffs or export disruptions can quickly affect demand for grains, pork, and dairy products. Despite financial pressure, producers have continued planting at a rapid pace in many states thanks to favorable spring weather. Analysts say the weather during the next 2 months will play a major role in determining whether farm incomes improve this year. The National FFA organization has partnered with World Dairy Expo to promote the 2026 FFA Dairy Judging Contest, expanding opportunities for students interested in dairy agriculture and livestock evaluation. Expo officials said the organization will promote the contest to FFA's national membership of more than 1 million students and more than 9,400 local chapters across all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Organizers said the partnership is designed to strengthen agricultural education through hands-on learning, leadership development, and industry connections. More than 100 schools participated in the 2025 Dairy Cattle Judging Contest, reflecting growing national interest in the event. The 2026 contest, scheduled for September 29th in Madison, Wisconsin. Registration opens July 13th and closes September 11th. FFA officials said the collaboration will help connect students with career pathways and real-world experiences in the dairy sector. That's your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.